Hey, Rock Movers, can you believe it? We have almost finished our first season. I couldn't have done it without you and without the amazing women that were guests this year. So as we get ready to wrap up 2020 and head into 2021 and our second season, I just wanted to share that we're going to be hosting some amazing rock moving men. Men that are moving rocks for women, for you. So if you know an amazing man, send me an email, send me a message on social media, and let me know how I can connect with him and get him on this show so we can all learn more about who he is, what he's doing, and celebrate the rocks together. Are you ready? Let's jump into the show. Hey, Rock Movers. I cannot wait for you to get to know the heart of this amazing woman today. She is my new BFF because I absolutely love her. Oh my gosh, you're going to love her too. Her name is Jen Sahari. And Jen, I'm just going to like jump into this. I'm going to introduce you separately because we have so much to talk about. Sister, you are just moving my huge rocks in my life today. And so I want to know, and I want everyone that listens and follows here to know about you and how you are moving your rocks. So jump in, Jen. Let's go, sister. Let's just share. We're just going to be real today. And then I'm going to talk about this beautiful little box right here before we get off. You guys have to know about this because this is because of this beautiful woman right here.
Thank you so much, Karen. And you guys, I'm so excited to be here with everyone today. So for me, moving my rocks, I think it's important that you first understand who I am and where I come from. You know, my story, it isn't all that much different than millions of other people in the world. And in that is where I'm working to move my own rocks and where I'm working to move the rocks of others. See, I grew up obese. And for anyone out there who is larger in size, it comes with a lot of bullying, not just bullying by others and words by others, but of ourselves. And I remember years, junior high, high school, elementary school even, looking in the mirror and being not kind at all to who I am as a human. And so throughout junior high, high school, I continued to build that story of anxiety. The thing is, as me and who I am, I'm someone who also wanted a strong demeanor. So this girl inside that was always causing internal ridicule on the outside, no one would have known on the outskirts. So we'll come back to that. But so early 20s, I dropped the weight about 160 pounds, which I was so extremely proud of and maintained it. In that time, I also had my son. So you can imagine that roller coaster.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah. So over the last two decades, I'm grateful to say that I've maintained the weight loss. 20, 30 pounds here and there will come on and off, which I'm totally okay with. The thing is, and anyone who's gone through obesity and bullying, you'll understand this, is when you lose that kind of weight, the weight's off, but in my head and my heart, I was still that big girl. And I was still looking in the mirror as this big, unimportant, irrelevant human. And it even gives me goosebumps now to know that there's other people in the world like that, because I believe every person deserves to be seen and heard. So that's a part of the rock that we'll come back to. So in the next 15 years after losing the weight, I built an amazing career for myself within the corporate world, primarily within the recruiting industry. And again, strong Jen, everything's going right. She's working hard, going well. And inside again, I from that little girl, I was still day over day. Did I do it right? Did I say the right thing? Maybe I should have done this instead of that. Again, it's unfortunate thing that it happens to too many people.
Yes, we all do that.
Yes, yes, and we shouldn't. We should just be able to be brave and say, you know what? I'm going to show up on this video today, and whatever I say is going to be is what it is. So, and that's one of the rocks, you guys, that we'll talk about here in a little bit.
Yeah, you guys need to hear this, because look at this woman, and I know you're all thinking, like, why? How could she feel that way? Look at her. Like, she's just got it all together, and she's so good. But this is the real story, y'all. We all have rocks. We all do.
I just gotta
point out those big nuggets, because people watch this and they're thinking, oh, she's got it together, or this guest has it together, or they assume I have it together, which they should know by now I do not. But we do. We tell ourselves that lie that everybody else has it together but us. And we're all just trying to figure it out and all just trying to do the best we can with the rocks that we carry.
It's so true, Karen. And you know, that's one of my rocks that I'm working to bring others, is to be the catalyst, to be the cheerleader, to be the person who's going to listen and say, I get it.
Yeah.
And I understand. And I've sat in that seat before. So going back, it was my mid-30s, you guys. I was 35. It was now just over 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with cancer, thyroid cancer specifically. And I really, if you follow energy healing or health, I really do believe that stress and anxiety and all the heaviness we put on ourselves, it comes through in health and it comes through in disease or dis-ease.
Yes.
And my dis-ease landed in my throat. My disease landed in all of those pieces of when I showed up in every way and then second-guessed myself.
Wow.
And that was also my pivot of my journey of letting go of my rocks and moving my rocks to the other side. And really finally, I think I heard Karen, you once say the analogy, throwing the rock in the river, just letting it go away. Letting it dissolve, you know, that is what I wanted to do, is dissolve all those, pardon my language, but BS stories that are no longer who I am. So I did, you know, my journey went much like, once cancer happened and worked through that journey, I spiraled down first and I went into a really deep depression and suicidal thoughts. Again, I'm showing up in my corporate job and everybody thinks Jen's fine, where Jen's really breaking.
Yeah.
And it was when the suicidal thoughts started that I turned and I said, this is not me. This is not at all who I want to be as a human. Mm-hmm. And that's when I actually hired my first coach, and she's been an amazing part of my life.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's one of my rocks. So my number one rock that I'm working to move is my healing journey. Over the last 7 years, I've worked a lot with energy healers, my life coach, of course, and I also work with a holistic chiropractor, especially over the last year, who's been incremental in letting the emotional pieces that sit in ourselves and finally releasing those to move forward.
Yeah, and you were so sweet and kind to introduce me to her, Christy, right?
Yes.
That's who you're talking about. And just a little side note that we are gonna have Christy on here in a few weeks, because she is absolutely amazing. And I just appreciate you so much for making those introductions and today, for being so real and honest and open, because I know that there's someone listening to this right now that has struggled with those thoughts and struggled with, I've got to be crazy because this isn't, you know, if I'm thinking this, I'm a normal human, right? I shouldn't be thinking this, but if I'm thinking this, this means I've gone crazy.
That's
and
right.
It doesn't mean you've gone crazy. It just means that it's time to reach out and get help.
That's right. That's right. And Karen, you said it perfectly, because none of us are in it alone. And I think my big mission in life is to end loneliness for people and to let every person know, from the littlest to the oldest, that we all have supporters, and it's just a matter of finding out who the right support system is for us.
Yeah,
because we have to do it alone. Sorry.
No, and I'm just so excited. Like, I love this. Like, everything you're saying is just like, yes, like, you're just pouring into people's lives, and the mission that no one has to feel alone, and that no one has to go through this alone. And I mean, it sounds so simple, but I mean, such a huge task, because we can be literally in a room of people and still feel alone because we don't have that connection.
Right.
And so just.
Yeah. And often I find that often people just didn't learn how to communicate. Mm-hmm. And just in the art of knowing not only how to understand your own feelings, but how to communicate those feelings to another person.
Yes.
Without accusatory or anything like that. Just saying, this is me and this is how I feel. You know?
Awesome. So other things that I'm doing to move the rock for myself, first and foremost for me, it's awareness of what I have going on in my body, in my mind, mentally, spiritually. Through that knowledge, I really believe that as a coach and as a person, that's how we can guide ourselves and then guide other people. Yeah. I do a lot with journaling. I'm a big journaler of every day, getting all of the stories that we've put in throughout the day out, and reframing what needs to be reframed. There's a lot of power behind that.
Yes.
I also am a huge believer of celebration. I love celebrating moments, whether they're small or whether they're big. And again, in those moments of celebration, when you do it consistently, you can really break down a lot of walls of the negative that you build, the negative stories that we build in our heads, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that that's probably one of the areas that women miss out on the most for themselves. We're sometimes the best champions of other people, especially our families. You know, we cheer on our kids, we cheer on our husband, whatever, you know, our friends, our sisters, but we don't take the time to just celebrate the little victories in our own lives.
That's true.
Because it seems self-centered, it seems selfish, you shouldn't do that, but no, it's critical, you have to do that.
You're right. Not only for me, Karen, but I talk a lot to my coaching clients about it, because in that simple act, there's a lot of growth there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is where I want to interject this little box right here, because this little box is a absolute happy celebration bookshelf. This is what Jen Sohari does. And this is what she did for me. So if you can see, oops, Jen, this book, You Can Heal Your Life by Lewis Hay. The Hay House is amazing, amazing. So celebrate. Chocolates. Who does not celebrate chocolate, y'all? I am mm-hmm. so excited about that. Talking about journaling, she sent me a journal that I can add in my little affirmations in and things that I believe in, because that's a believe journal. Cinnamon hazelnut coffee. She knows my addiction. And this is my new love. I cannot wait to open this box up. This is peach oolong tea, and it has the same caffeine or more than Java. So we may be switching to tea, y'all. Bath salts. They smell heavenly. Jasmine and clementine. Oh, I cannot wait to jump into that. And the sweetest card, y'all. Handwritten notes are so, so precious and important to see just the message written in hand, written. Oh my gosh. And then she calls it Jen's Happy Mail. So if you know someone that needs some happiness in their life, she sells these, she makes these, and they're all custom made with small businesses, items that she supports. So when you're talking about Christmas and you're talking about Thanksgiving and people that you want to thank and recognize secretary gifts, individual gifts, your coaching clients. This is where you can just take the extra step and then fearfully brave. I have two grandsons that get to learn how to be fearfully brave because this is who Jen Zahari is. She is so brave and so amazing. And if you want these books, they can get them on Amazon, correct?
Absolutely. Yes.
Amazon.com, Fearfully Brave. And it's the sweetest story. I looked through this when she sent them. I got these the other day. And I just know that these are going to be amazing. So I have a teeny tiny baby, not even 2 years old yet. And I have a 9-year-old that are just absolutely going to love these and just pouring it into their life how they can be brave on their own. And I don't want to take away, but I want to show how precious this woman is and how special she did all of this for no, like there's no reason behind it other than this is her heart. So such an amazing example. I cannot wait to dive into all of that. But Jen's
Thank
happy
you
mail.
So much for that. Yeah.
I'm going to put this in the comments so they can, you know, link in and pick their stuff for their box and just connect with you on that. But I want you to know how much I appreciate that. The card, everything, it's just so thoughtful. And the things that you do for other women, how you pour into their lives are just beyond amazing. So thank you so, so much for that.
Thank you so much for that, Karen. And that in that, all of what you just shared, and thank you again for all the kind words, really for me lies in both one of the ways that I'm working to move my rock, but also where I'm working to move the other people's rocks. I've always had on my heart being a writer, and I've always had on my heart doing something to show other people you're seen and you're heard, and I'm going to hear you and I'm going to listen to you, which really embodies every part of every aspect of my businesses. Specific to the children's book, I'll stay on that if you don't mind.
Not at all. Please share it. Yeah. It's a great book.
Yeah.
And you write so beautifully.
Thank you.
And I learned things from this book. Like, it was encouraging to me as an adult. So it's Thank not just for children.
Yeah, it's definitely not. And that's actually how I built the books is, so Fun with Feelings Children's Series is what it's called. And when we get all done, it'll be a series of 12 children's books. And within each book, I choose two different feelings. So the first is fear and brave. And the second, which is coming up by the end of the year, is happy and sad. And within each book, our goal is to help kids understand feelings are okay. Feelings are valid. You should feel your feelings. It's in the learning of how to digest them and how to build the right stories about, it's okay, I got scared, and here's how I can go to the other side of fear.
Yes.
And here's how I can be more brave. And working to provide a platform, a fun platform for adults and parents to have conversations with their kids to learn the feelings as well is our goal. So...
Well, you did it beautifully and perfectly, and acknowledging the fear is part of the beautiful process because those emotions are real. We can't just pretend like it's not happening, pretend like we're brave. It's to say, yes, this is a real feeling and that's okay. But right. Here's how we can choose to move through that. And I think that's the lesson for adults, but that's the point for kids is to acknowledge that who they are and where they are is okay, but you don't have to stay there.
That's exactly right, Karen.
And if I could have learned that as a, you know, a 2-year-old or a 9-year-old or a 6-year-old, how much stronger emotionally would I be and better would I be for myself today? Right. So I love that we're starting with that generation of children to raise them up. With strong feelings and coping mechanisms to move through that. So just, I'm so happy to share that with my rock movers because it's so important.
And that really is one of the three main pillars that I have within what I'm working to accomplish of making sure everyone feels seen and heard and ending that loneliness pieces with our kids. Mm-hmm. Because if we educate them now, to your point, they're more... We can potentially help them to avoid the anxiety, to avoid the stories like what I had when I was a child. I built the wrong stories is all it was.
Yes.
And if we can help them build better stories, then they're going to be more equipped to, when a negative story shows up, to reverse it and say, no, that's not really true. This is true instead.
Yeah. And so, I think that's huge. A huge nugget for everyone to pick up right there is that this is truly about the stories and the narrative that we tell ourselves about what's going on around us or what's happening within us. And those really at the center and core of everything that we do as coaches and, you know, as sisters that are supporting each other, that's where it all starts, is the lesson and the narrative in our head.
It is.
And that's where we begin to move those rocks. And I mean, you just, gosh, you pointed that out so beautifully and so simply that, you know, I think I overcomplicate it and I'm trying to make it this huge mountain that we have to move one rock at a time, but really it's one conversation in our head. I don't mean crazy, sorry, but it's one conversation that we do over and over again in our head. And so beautiful, so beautiful.
And I think that you said it really well, is we do have a tendency as humans to overcomplicate things. And if we dial it back, sometimes solving them is a lot simpler than we think. And I think that we often have a habit to analyze it so much that it...
Can I pause real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. There to take care of a few things, but our lessons are so important and we don't have to overcomplicate them because they are just in that conversation. And I think it's in that conversation where I see you moving rocks for other people. And can we talk a little bit about that and how you're moving rocks for others?
Absolutely, please. So of course, first is the children's book series.
Yes.
The next area of impact that I'm working to make is for people who struggle with that self-image and that self-body image piece. It is at my heart, it's at my core of helping people. So that is in part the biggest reason that I decided to become a coach, is to work with people on that self-concept piece. And yeah. Often we do have to go backwards to say, okay, what is it from the root of what happened that you created stories? And then finding that, I'll often work through, like I said, a lot of journaling. I do a lot of mirror work with my coaching clients, and a lot of writing, a lot of acknowledgments to build a better story. I'm really a believer as a coach that if you build your own story and if we guide you to the answers for yourself, you're going to have better success because it's the story you're building for you, right?
100%. I totally agree. Yeah. And I love that you mentioned mirroring, because I don't think that that gets mentioned very much. Mm-hmm. But it's so powerful and it seems so awkward.
Yeah.
But when you do it and you do it again and you see the power in it, can you just a little bit, because you talked about several things that maybe someone who's never done coaching before,
Absolutely.
Maybe they don't know what that means.
Absolutely. So let's say to mirror work, for example. So one of the exercises that I go through with coaching clients is to first reflect on how they look at themselves in the mirror and what words they tend to say to themselves now. And are they empowering? Are they disempowering? Certainly for those empowering moments and pieces, continuing on those. And then taking those disempowering comments that we tend to say to ourselves, again, in reflection, I know the disempowering ones I tended to say to myself, and saying, how can we write a better story? And I have a number of exercises that I go through with that component, because part of it is belief in yourself and making sure we can look in the mirror and say things, but if we don't believe it to our core, it's hard to believe, right?
Right.
So I have some exercises that we go through to not just shift the disempowering to empowering thoughts and beliefs, but actually work to dispel the belief of why we believe that in the first place.
Absolutely. And I think that's something, like, we talk about, we want to be self-confident. And like, I just want to be confident. I just want to be confident. Well, confident doesn't just happen. You don't just take a pill and become confident or do one thing. You don't just lose weight and all of a sudden now I'm confident. No, because like, as you mentioned about your story, the language inside that you, how you see yourself in that mirror, how you talk to yourself has become now your language and your habits. And so the outside may change, but the inside is still in this, you know, repetitive pattern that you've created. So I love that you mentioned that and that you do that because it's so, so powerful.
Yeah. And there's one more component that I find that is critical for the mirror work is action. Those words and those positive, empowering stories you're looking in the mirror every single morning without miss to tell yourself your new story, what action are you taking to reinforce it? What action are you saying? You guys, if I haven't mentioned it, one of my rocks is showing up on video. For whatever reason, I can do radio, I can do anything else, but showing up on video is one of my rocks. So I'm continuous with recording at least daily, whether I put it out or not, sometimes, but I always record daily because it's my habit. It's my action to reinforce the belief that I'm telling myself. And in that action, when you do it long enough, then we build the strength. And then you just built yourself a new story and new neural pathways in your brain.
Yes. And you solidified the pathway by the action. And so I know everybody's going, what? She's not confident? That's a rock for her? There's no way. But this is where we get this assumption and we make these incorrect assumptions or ideas about people because we see them and we think, she's got it all together. She's confident. She's, look at her, like she's gorgeous and she's here talking confidently. But we don't know what's going on in someone's head or in their heart about their past story. So this is where you're not crazy, folks. This is where, sisters, just align yourself with somebody that can help you walk through this and create that new language, that new story, and find an action. This is where coaching is so, so powerful. And I love that you are brave enough to share that with us today. So thank you for being so transparent, because that part's not easy.
It's not easy.
And to say it to me off camera is one thing, but to say it on camera, that's that right there. I know there's some women that just were like empowered, like just blown away because if she can do it, I can do it.
Right. I'm a believer of transparency, and it wasn't easy in my journey, especially early on as a coach, to start telling people some of those pieces because it makes us vulnerable.
Yes.
But to all the points we've already talked about, it is in that people learn and say, oh yeah, me too. Yes. Me too. I feel that way too. And I'm not alone. I don't want anyone to feel alone in their journey. Mm-hmm. So
I think the Me Too movement, we could take it a different direction now because, mm-hmm. you know, it's had its purpose and its place with the, you know, the sexual harassment and sexual abuse. But you know what, y'all, there are women that just need to come alongside other women and say, yeah, me too. I'm feeling that way too. I'm struggling there too.
Yep.
So not to take anything away from the positive of the initial movement, but yeah, Jen, me too. Me too. And having this podcast all together was one of those me too moments for me.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I have to be transparent. And I have to be real, and I see powerful women like you, and I'm just like, yeah, like I get it. I understand. And you have just moved huge rocks for me, personally, because of your just sweet, dripping with honey heart, that you are just like the real deal and just connecting people, and loving people wholeheartedly, people that you don't know. You didn't know me from, you know, anybody on social media, but we connected immediately because you lead with your heart. And I want people to seek you out. I want them to find you on Facebook. I want them to find you on LinkedIn, because you give so much value. And, you know, I think that the world is such a big place. There's so much room for us to support each other, and for me to say, y'all, call this lady if you need coaching, seek her out. If you struggle with that internal voice, you know, just this feeling of no self-worth or self-value, especially if you have that story of being overweight and feeling like I'm still that person no matter what I do, or you're struggling with obesity, reach out to Jen. She gets you. She knows where you've been, understands that wholeheartedly, and can walk you through to a healthier self-image. What you do on the outside has no bearing on what you do on the inside. Those are two different journeys, y'all, and you have to do them both. That's right. To make this solid, to make it work, and to sustain that rock being moved. So it's not a one-legged journey. You got to use both legs here, internal and external.
So true.
We're running short on time.
Can I add one more, Karen?
Yes, please. I know that there's good nuggets.
Yeah. The last rock that I'm really working to move, and again, so personal for me, is within businesses. Yes. And I'm just a proponent. I know my time in business, and nobody knew all the emotional things that I had going on. And it's unfortunate. I've been working with people in the staffing industry for nearly 15 years, and I see it time over and over and over again. People that they just don't know who to talk to about things or how to talk to about things. And I'm working to be that catalyst to help people know that emotional wellness in the workplace, it's important. So I do workshops in the workplace for employers. I also am working to roll out my coaching program within employers as well, to help them know how to recognize emotional issues with employees. So excited about that one as well.
That's huge. So what would your ideal business? So if someone is hearing this and they have a business, who is that client for you for businesses, like certain number of employees or dealing with certain areas or issues? Like, tell us what that looks like so they know, hey, yeah, I need to call Jen.
Absolutely. Right now I'm working to focus, especially for the emotional piece. And even when you think of productivity issues and turnover issues, they often come from situations employees have going on. And often the employer just doesn't know this employee has this really tough thing that they're working through. And in turn, it's impacting their work and their performance. Right. Generally speaking, right now, especially within the manufacturing sector, it's one of my major areas of expertise.
Okay.
That I'm working with, to, especially with manufacturing people, sometimes they don't want to say, because again, they don't want to be vulnerable to their employer and say, here's what I have going on.
Yeah. And they don't want to put their job at risk. Yeah. That's probably the first awareness that I would say for companies, is to make it a safe place for your employees to come to you with issues that they can trust you with, so that they know you care enough about them that they are your greatest asset.
That's exactly right.
So I think that's so important for employers, to make it safe for employees to be human. Right. We're just humans.
That's
we
exactly
have issues,
right.
And I want to show up, or your employees want to show up for you, but life's going to happen. They're going to have, you know, kids that are having issues, or parents that are getting older, or financial issues, or a divorce, a personal issue, or health issues. I mean, there's so many things that can come up in our lives. And if we're not giving people a safe place to come to, we're doing a disservice as an owner or a CEO or a CFO of a company. You know, you can't just look at the bottom line. You have to look at your assets, which is your staff.
That's absolutely true. And often it comes in having someone who they're feeling open to go to, that non-judgmental, confidential space to talk through issues and get it off their chest,
so
metaphorically
true.
Speaking.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Well, I want to provide a link. So if people are hearing this, then maybe they're thinking about this for the first time. We're going to have links so that they can contact you. We're going to have links so that they can get your happy mail and they can just link over to Amazon and buy your book. I want to make it so easy for people to find you. But before we go, there's just one more thing we have. Yeah, we're getting close. There's one more thing I want to ask you is, what do you feel like is the message? If people were to meet you and walk away, what is that message that they come away from you knowing?
You're not alone. You deserve to be seen and you deserve to be heard. And everything that you're thinking and everything that you're feeling, you deserve to be able to express it exactly as you, without hesitation of what other people will think. And that's what I want to bring to people, is don't be afraid of however you show up, because everything you do and who you are, you're going to be right if that's how you feel.
Yeah, so, I love that. That
alone, that's in short.
I love that. So, you know, when people think about, we have our birth date and on our headstone or whatever we have our death date, and there's that dash in the middle. Your dash is to let people know that they're not alone. And I just love you for being available to do that and to walking in that space and giving people a safe place, because you've done that for me. I know that I am not alone because there's a Jen Zahari out there in the world.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your heart and your time with us today. I just adore you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I just love you. And yeah. I know that my people are going to love connecting with you and learning from you. So her name's
Thank
on the...
Thank you for having me. Absolutely. So great to be here with you today. And I'm excited to keep growing together as we move forward.
Yes. Well, your name's on the screen so they can see it, but just check out the links in here and reach out. You are not alone in this, because there are rock moving people in the world like myself and Jen Zahari to come alongside you. So I just want to wish everyone an amazing weekend. Go out and love the people that you have, and never forget that you can move rocks.
Karen again, one more time, just to say thank you so much for tuning in, for subscribing, and for being a rock mover yourself. I'm so happy to have you here, so happy to wrap up our 2020 season and year together. If you'd like to connect, just connect with me over on social media at Coach Karen Gray. And if you want to send me an email, it's Karen@CoachKarenGray.com. So super easy to find. I can't wait to connect with you, learn more about you, and connect with the amazing people that are out there moving rocks. So never forget how important you are and that you can move rocks too.